Buenos días. Good morning. Selamat pagi. Xiao sang hao. Kelei vanakkam. A very warm welcome to episode 6 of Sporticus Podcast. The International Table Federation Women's World Cup opened in Weihai on China's east coast on the 19th of November, signalling an important and historical day for the sport. After months and months of no international table tennis events, it finally resumes. The president of the Chinese Table Association, Liu Guoliang, also expressed by saying international table tennis events restarted in China, which not only responds to the expectations of table tennis fans around the world, but also provides a good opportunity to show the achievements of China's epidemic prevention and control to the world. A bitter news. Unfortunately, Singapore's top paddler, Feng Tianwei, suffered her second first round defeat in 2 weeks. This time at the International Table Tennis Federation finals in Shenzhou, China. But before we engage with Tianwei's results and the Table Tennis Federation strategies, let's learn about table tennis. Table tennis, commonly known as ping pong, a ball game similar in principle to tennis and played on a flat table divided into two equal courts by a net fixed across its width at the middle. Trust me, nowadays you can set up your own table tennis arena by just placing the extendable net device in the middle of your dining table. You must be wondering, where can I find this device? Well, mega offer! Device can be easily found at Decathlon. Hurry and grab yours for only $18, because you can! But hey, stay with me! Do not anyhow rush to Decathlon yet. I have some eye-shocking facts to share with you. Table tennis was invented in England in the early days of the 20th century. This was an eye-opening moment for me, as I have grown up watching this sport, predominantly played in China and Japan. But, mis amigos, those of you that have had the same thinking as me, you are not wrong, because in the midst of 1950s, Asia emerged as a breeding ground of champions. And from that time, the men's team event has been won by either China or Japan, as has the women's event, though to a lesser extent, leading the game to become an Olympic sport in 1988 with singles and doubles competition for men and women. And now, Singapore table tennis latest updates. As someone who is considered the main face of Singapore table tennis, it comes as no surprise when one sees the amount of experience that Feng Tianwei boasts at the highest level of the sport. A winner of 3 Olympic game medals, 2 bronze and 1 silver. But Tianwei saw her hunt for the first finals title derailed on Thursday, November 19th, after she was upstaged by Germany's world number 20, Solja Petrisa, in the round of 16. What happened over there? It is understandable that due to COVID-19 and circuit breaker circumstances, athletes weren't able to train and might not have had the sufficient space or equipment to give their very best in each home training. But for someone like Feng, an Olympic star, it was quite shocking to see the lack of focus during these matches. As even her coach stated, that Tianwei has the quality to beat these opponents. Despite the negative results of the Bank of Communications tournament held in Shenzhou, Tianwei's next stop is Macau for a promotional World Table Tennis Showcase event from November 25th to November 29th. She will then head to Japan to play in the T-League, where she will represent Osaka-based Japan Paint Merits. Tianwei said, "The purpose of going to Japan and playing in the T-League is to play more matches and get back into the groove, which I believe will be of great help to me as I prepare for next year's Olympics." And that is the winning spirit that we all want to hear, because Tianwei, just a friendly reminder, Singapore believes in you. Now, let's touch base on the news of the year, the coronavirus pandemic. It has disrupted the sporting landscape, but this has also allowed opportunities to bash in on the minds for reinvention and new ideas. A point International Table Tennis Federation Chief Executive Steve Dainton hopes to capitalize on. For all those table tennis fans, there will be 3 to 4 events with up to 3 million in prize money. And from part of the New World Table Tennis initiative aimed at making the sport more commercially successful. The WTT is expected to start next year and could see a total pursuit of $13 million a year, more than double the current amount. We can see all this happening only if the virus is contained soon, as one of the major fallbacks for the game was the deferment of the Tokyo Olympics to next year, which will cause a calendar congestion. As a result of this, players may skip tournaments too close to the Summer Games for fear of risking injury, and potential Grand Smash host cities are currently occupied with the COVID-19 pandemic. A big shout out to Singapore Table Tennis Association. Is a national sports association affiliated to Singapore National Olympic Council and Sports Singapore. On the international front, STTA is a member of the International Table Tennis Federation, Commonwealth Table Tennis Federation, Asian Table Tennis Union, and Southeast Asian Table Tennis Association. Under the Sports Excellence 2000 scheme, table tennis was selected as one of the 7 core sports in Singapore. With the support from Sports SG, STTA had made tremendous progress over the years. The STTA provides the athletes with the best possible facilities, amenities, and environment for developing the sport and to reach their maximum sporting potential. Singapore Table Tennis Association believes to have only one strong core value, and that is to make table tennis the most popular sport in Singapore by promoting the sport vigorously by building a significant number of table tennis players to help make a vibrant sporting Singapore. And that's a wrap, mis amigos. Gracias for tuning in today. For further queries about table tennis, reach out to Singapore Table Tennis Association on their social media platforms or drop us an email at sporticussg@gmail.com and we shall do our best to answer you. And before I end with my podcast, a gentle reminder, do not forget to redeem your 20% off by applying sporticussg promo code at the cage in Kallang. And if you're ready to take up a new challenge in such a challenging year, hit the fencing arena of Modern Fencing Academy located at Marina Square. And by mentioning Sporticus SG, obtain 2 sessions with my friend Lev Panfilov. Please do remember to like and share us on Facebook and Instagram, Sporticus SG. In the meanwhile, stay safe and keep healthy, amigos.